At the John Deere FarmSight Tech Summit, I'm visiting with Tyler Hogriff. And first of all, Tyler, tell me what you do for John Deere.
I'm a product manager for their Intelligent Solutions Group with off-board documentation.
So I guess you got to be pretty intelligent to get on that group, it sounds like to me. And with the presentation that you just did, one of the fascinating things I heard that's coming, maybe later this year, is an application called John Deere Farm Manager. That's what I'd love to learn a little bit about.
Absolutely. The need for more data is increasing. And the data is useful in the office, but it's also extremely useful in the field in understanding where problems have occurred, what's happening, and how can we resolve issues to make for a more productive season next year. And that's what Mobile Farm Manager is really geared towards.
So this is essentially going to be an app that would reside on a mobile device.
Absolutely. We're leveraging consumer devices that people are already using, such as an iPhone and an iPad, so they can download this application and go into the field and start to make decisions on what things work, soil sampling, so you can start to get more information from the field, and then connect that with your farm management software, such as Apex, so that you understand your lab results from the soil sampling app, part of the application, and so on.
I understand and highly approve of tackling the Apple platform first, by the way, from a personal note, and I know there's reasons for that. It is a very stable platform for developers to work with, but do you have plans to expand out into other mobile platforms as time goes on?
That's a great question. We really evaluated our target customer base and tried to understand a priority for downloading. So we understand that customer priority, and we are absolutely evaluating Android platform as a future application.
So I guess last, this is going to be a free app?
Well, the cost or whether there'll be a cost is yet to be determined on the product, but there will be a lot more information to come about this late in 2012.
Well, I assume it's got to all be tied to having an account of some kind, like maybe tie into your myjohndeere.com?
Yeah, we're absolutely evaluating that as an option, too. With myjohndeere.com coming, we know that that's going to be a central hub for our customers to come, so we want to make sure that we have integrated solutions.
Yeah. Only makes sense. Thank you very much, Tyler, for visiting with me here at the John Deere FarmSight Tech Summit. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.